Simtav Samach Zayin Sif Yud. Mishaburus of Katan Mem Aleph. So the case was a case where a person cooked the chicken. Now he found a kernel inside of the chicken, which has expanded to the point that it's cracked, which means that it's chametz. So the chicken is Moshe Tid and Pesach Asa Bahanoa. If you're still allowed to sell it to the goy, the Shulchan Aruch said, because what's Asa Bahanoa is not the chicken; it's the bliyah in the chicken, and the goy, the person is not paying any extra the goy for the fact that there's a bliyah in there. He's paying the same price for the chicken with or without the bliyah. He's getting no benefit from the chametz aspect of the food. Memalef, what's the makul nochri? Achareisha heiser hachita mimeno. Well, Nisha Elatam Hachomet Shiflita Hachita Batarnagirlis. You sell to the goy, but you have to remove the chita. You can't, the chita you must destroy. It's your chita. So you can't take so you have to take that's your chomet, which is also Bahanoas, which is Asher and Pesach. You can't give it the goy and Pesach, you have to destroy it. So you remove that. And now you destroy that. And now, okay. But furthermore, what he's saying over here is saying interesting kanech. Even though theoretically a chicken costs, let's say, $5. He'll pay $5 for the chicken. A chicken with the flavor of chametz, he'll pay $5 for the chicken. So you're getting no benefit from the time of the chametz. Let's say the chicken is, he'll pay $5 for the chicken without the chametz. He'll pay $5 for the chicken with the kernel of wheat in it. But now he's paying for the whole item. So there you can't make a consideration as a listen, you know what? He's not paying any extra for the kernel of wheat. It's a riot. He's not paying anything for the chometz. That's not true. This is the food, which is partially chometz, partially non-chometz, and he's paying for that food. So if the kernel of wheat is still there, the actual kernel of wheat is there, then we have to say the payment is for is for the chometz also. Once you remove the actual chita, the actual chametz, and you're left with flavor, then you can make this argument on the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Shartzin, and Ayin Gimel points out. So he says, "Odomi l'masha sosam hamachaber bereish simin tof mem zayin detarubas chametz mashahu osur b'hanoa." A mixture of chametz is osur b'hanoa. And it doesn't seem like there's any way but it's going to be mutter. The answer is Hosam Mari Kadim Shehaser Mamoshas Chometz Misham. It's talking about before you removed the actual chometz, Oshii Efshir Lahoser, it's impossible to remove the actual chometz. The actual chometz is mixed in. So in that situation, you're paying for
the chametz as well.
Now, in a case where the chametz would be in there and the chametz would dissolve, so it's more than tam, but it's not nikkur in any way, shape, or form that there's chametz there. So then the Chazanish says, in that situation, since he's not paying any extra for the actual value of the chametz, that would be mutter.
I mean, it's more than just tam.
Over here, there was the kernel. The kernel put flavor into the chicken. The kernel's removed. The flavor remains. Over there, let's say you had some type of chametz which would dissolve into the food. So you can't point anywhere. And say, over there is chametz. It's all dissolved and absorbed into the food. But that was actual chametz which was dissolved. It's not just flavor. Right over here, it's just flavor. Well, there's more than flavor. The actual chametz is there. But on the other hand, it's not nicker. But you could say, well, we could try to discuss. He's paying that he's buying the whole unit, and the unit is partially this. All you see in the unit is the non chometz element. So the Chazanish says that case is mutter. And theoretically, we could even argue with step weiter. We find by other cases of Yisuri Anor. If you sell it minus the value that the person will pay for the extra chometz, you're not benefiting from the chometz. So that would theoretically be a heter over here also. Okay, that's what the Mechaber says. Comes the Ramah, the Ramah says, in these places, our minhag is to burn the whole thing. got the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Beis, and Dina Seilu. And welcome Sheish Hefsid Meruba Me'oid. It's tremendously large loss. He's given more credit to Mahoka because Asim Mechaber can much accept it by ill, but he's been tough in the sign. So in that type of situation where there's a tremendously large loss, then we're going to be make all, even the Minigash Ashkenaz and Toyskim will be matter based on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And he brings over there that it's a Chesach Chacham Tzvi, and it's a base mayor, and it's El Yerab. No, I'm sorry. It's a wrong Chesach. It's a safe mayor. Okay. Then the next thing was the case that the person found it on the eighth day of Pesach. She allowed to keep it till after Pesach. Hayinu afilu nasa terubas mikadim yom hashmini, even though it got mixed in before the eighth day. But on the eighth day, you can't eat it. Obviously, you're allowed to keep it till after Pesach. For what did he over b'shua ala yemazel? The case was not that he only found it then. He actually found it earlier. He just kept it improperly up to that point in time. What did I show you, Dr. Marwick?
Yes.
We're not learning after Mincha, so...
Oh, who's so not?
We're finishing by Mincha, that's it. So, the table's yours after Mincha.
Oh, great, thank you.
Hello, Dr. Marwick. Bin Chaydish, Chag Sameach.
What did I show you, Mishum Dahavi, Sabak Yom Tov Sabachol. Tarubus Mashu Havi Rabbanah. So we're combining the thing. First, it's possibly it's not Yom Tov anymore. It's no longer Pesach, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, the Isra Mashu is Rabbanah. Okay, Mikilil and Hashem Sarach Rapesach. Well, Smutta Filo Bachil, we keep it after Pesach, and then it's Smutta Ibn Bachil. Isra Mashaf Beshvi Ishal Pesach. So I'm taking it a step further. Say on the seventh day, you find a kernel which is split, which is cracked, in some type of food. You're allowed to you can't eat it on Pesach, and therefore you have to do some type of. Remember, we had the day before. You must do something to cover it. That you shouldn't come to eat it on Pesach. Until after Pesach is over. You can eat the food. You have to burn the chita. And some people say that's acceptable. And that he tells you that's a chacham tzvi. Welcome Hefsid. The situation of Hefsid, we rely on this opinion. So here is what's the argument? Why would they say that this is permitted? Now you found it a national Pesach. There's no din of beer chametz on the chicken. Mm-hmm. The chicken only has tam chametz. So tam of a masher who is not makayv din of beer chametz. So the reason why chametz shavuot Pesach is a problem because it was chametz. Here it's a tarnagol shavuot Pesach. Elamai, what? We have a minute not to keep it. The Ramah said we have a minute to destroy it. I mean, the Chabad said that you can sell it to the Goy. So there's no way to. The only reason. But even the Chabad, you shouldn't keep it because you might come to eat it. So the reason why you're not keeping it is not because Batson is an issue by your law, it's because you might come to eat it. And our minute is therefore to not be careful with that. But that's not going to create an issue of Chomash of Pesach after Pesach. So in the situation where he can't really address it on Yom Tov itself, so he covers it, this which acts as a reminder that he shouldn't come to eat it. And after Yom Tov, it's mutter. Right? Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Voy hadin le yinus and tamiv gam. The Shabura says further, by yinus and tamiv gam. So a situation of it doesn't sound like gam, it's more to keep it, because meeker than made rice, it's not also. It's ours, we're machmer, but that would not create an issue to maintain it. On that, Mishnah Berurah says, it's all talking about a case. Even if it's the last day, but you can't do anything about it, there's an issue to keep it. You should try and, you can't burden on Yom, so you can flush it down the toilet. You can throw it into Malkin Beis Akiza. So there's a way to get rid of it on that day also. You can't keep it. Even the day, on the eighth day, which is only Drabonon, you can't keep it. If it's come, it's come. Okay, that's Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph. You found it in dough, or you found it in a baked matzah already. So the nature of the it's not, there's no liquid there to move the flavor. It's being roasted. So roasted. So yasu remember kadei natilas makim. So this is kadei natilah, which is the width of a finger. Bashar mutter, the rest of the matzah is going to be mutter. Some say the whole dough is osur, or the rest of that matzah, not the other matzahs, but the rest of that matzah is osur. You should be machmer to be choshish for that opinion. Unless in the case of hefsim ruba or b'shas atzak, then they'll rely on the opinion. So the case of the mechaber, we're holding your aleph. Sifyut aleph. We just started. So a person finds a piece of chametz, a chita which is bakua in a matzah. So the Isser is Kedai, the Kamashi, the Isser is Kedai Natila. The Ramah says there's a minute to Asher the whole matzah. Unless it's a case of Hefsim. Ramah. The Yeshua Shoysa, the second opinion in the Mechaber, says some people Asher the whole matzah. We should be cautious for his opinion, unless it's Makam Hefsim, Merubim. I go up, Bechei Noegim, Teicha Pesach. That is the minute, therefore, like the second opinion. So that matzah, which is the chita was found in, is.
Oh, good evening, sir. The
whole matzah, as opposed to just the area of kedei natila around the chometz, which would be the ikar adin, just asur a area around it. The minhag is asur the whole matzah. Ben shenimsa ba afuya or chaya. Whether the kernel was found in their bait, it's clear from that that it's been baked, or it's raw still. We say, well, maybe it only fell on there afterwards. So you know, we don't say that. We say kanimses. There's a rule we had before, where you find that, where we assume that it was, until we know otherwise. So we assume that it was there during the time of the baking also, when there was heat and therefore there was a transfer of flavor. In him says Be'isa, not in the case of...
If it was after, it would have fallen off.
There's probably a situation where it's a little soft afterwards. Mr. Burr talks about, do we have to be worried about, if our minig is the asr, even if you find it in a dough. So what about the other matzahs which are made from that dough? The Shabur will talk about that. The Amin says, but Isa isn't called the Isa. The Ramos says, further, we find it in a dough, we say the whole dough has to be thrown out. Or you can't use it for Pesach. The Dafka Techa Pesach. It's all talking about that it was in a case where, I think it means a case where it was made on Pesach. Then, but if it's kind of a kind of Pesach, ain't oisur. If it's all happened before Pesach, so then, ain't oisur makadena tila b'hachin no. So we ask her not the whole matzah, but the area of the matzah, which is kadena tila. That's the minute. So we say whatever there was an element of bittul, any flavor which the chumra that the whole matzah is also is a chumra. The chumra is based on the mashu. A mashu might have expanded further, but a mashu is also before Pesach is mutter. So k'dayin atila is also, that's mikra din, is k'dayin atila is also by case of baking or roasting. But beyond that is not also. And v'hachin og, that's the minute. Okay, that the Mishnah Berurah Sekotet Mem Hei Bekua. You found the Chita Bekua. The Dan. We said before in Israel, Af Bishlon Is Bakeya. According to Mechaber Dachiv, it's Bekua. According to he mentioned before, we're Machmer. Even if it's not fully Bekua, but if it's rachik, it's softened up already, it's on its way to becoming bakua, it's all sauce. But after the achila, that was remarkable. Nisrachicha is only by gabi achila. So gabi achila, we're going to ask her the kedena tila, even though it wasn't bakua, it was just nisrachicha. We're going to ask her kedena tila, or we'll ask her the whole matzah. That's achila. Avlin hanoi yeshahaka behetzim ruba below bisvaka afloin atila smak. Gabi Hanoa, so you can be Mekel, in the case of Hefsa Meruba, even without taking up the Tilas Makam at all, because it wasn't in his Pekeya, so we're not looking at the question that there was a problem. Even though we had before the case of a Chita which in Nisrachacha will ask her a Tavshel, because there's liquid there which is moving the flavor all around. So now you have to question, maybe this thing with Nisrachacha really is Chametz, and it's moving the flavor throughout all of the food. Over here it's baked. So it's baked, that's not what happens. We could then the baking only asks her to deal with. So we're not going to ask her the rest of it. But he's taking a step weiter. It comes down law, you could even be Mekel. Kamal Hanoi, you can be Mekel even below the Tilas Mokim. He says, even without the Tilas Mokim, we're going to be Mekel. Because we don't know why there was a problem. Can't Tilas Mokim, but Dafia, Dinah could sleep. There's a Klein Tilas. We know the place where the more discussed is Klein Tilas is not baking, it's a roasting. But like, I mean, this halacha, baking and roasting are similar. They don't use liquid as a medium. So he said, why we were by the case of the Issa? The case of the baked goods, I understand, there's chametz there, it's baked, it's like tzli, so it's just kidding it. We said, even in the case of the Issa, we're machmer. What's the problem with the Issa? Come welcome. We're in the ayyadei techa kalisha niflet mimeno mashu savvi makam. There is an argument that through the procedure of the press, of kneading it, you're pressuring the dough, and it will cause any flavor which is there to come out into the surrounding area. It's a type of a sorta. There's another way to cause flavor to come out is through working the item, working the dough.
Svar?
What?
Logic is svar?
Yeah. If you look at the Sharet Siyun, he says that the leash is considered like common. The problem here is that there's a heat element to Okay, next tip. Okay, so let's see. I'm sorry. Next. Because even through the kneading process, there's a certain amount of heat. So you combine a few things. That there's a little bit of warmth, there's pressure which causes it to let out its flavor, and then the water which is there, and the iso takes the flavor all around. Okay. Less ursa matzah. So our medic is not just the asa, the kenetil, we asa the whole matzah. Memches. Vafta mistimas, haramo masha, the ursir, kula, filo, behesed merubi. In case I have some rubu yasas, it doesn't make the friendship between the hats of the yahas and merubi. He says, Dosir, come welcome. Menisarachacho, faloinis bakeya. Efter sheesh the hokka, behesed meruba, I didn't see the smok. There we can argue that the smokum is sufficient because it's something to start with. Wasn't Nisrachel, it wasn't Nisma Kayim. Okay. Then came on and said, this Arminicus the answer that matzah you found in it, whether you found it when it's baked or when it's raw. Ketzer Klemmer. Bain Shinimse Bokashi. So what do you found the chita in the matzah after you baked the matzah? Or you found it in the dough before you baked it, after it's already been made into the shape. These are a piece of dough.
What's the
difficulty? The Ramah is saying that you found it in that matzah. You asked the whole matzah,
right?
Whether it's found the fuya or chay.
Okay.
He says whether it's found in it when it was a fuya or when it was raw. Mm-hmm. So that's right. Not discussing the status of the kernel, discussing the status of the matzah.
Right.
Okay. So whether the matzah is ready to be baked, the matzah is still dough. So it's usher. So he says, so what do you say? And what's the chiddush? You don't say that the chit originally was bisa hagadol of anesa kula.
Right, so it was a little piece.
I mean, you should ask all of the matzahs. Okay.
I remember when I years ago when I was a kid, I went to the matzah bakeries. I didn't do it since. So they had this big dough, and then they start cutting little pieces
right.
of each matzah. So you found it in the little piece. So you could kind of maybe originally it came from the big piece. So asar everything.
Fine. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Is that right? I mean.
Yes, you're right. You're correct. Yeah. There was a chiddush here. You don't asar the whole isa.
Right. Just that little.
Right. If you found it in the dough, you asar the whole dough. If you found it in the matzah, you don't asar the whole dough.
But if you found it in the little piece of isa, you probably it's only in the little piece of dough that you asar, not the whole.
Right. But so what does it mean? The Hanukkah says hachita achshav b'matzazu. But he says we found it in this piece. Or of dough, or in this matzah, it can't hoise a betchila because nafla. It fell in here originally. Hanel achas shenechtelcha mimena hamatzah nafla chita l'secha, and the chita fell in after it had been removed from the larger piece. never was in the larger piece, the larger dough.
That I don't understand. How could it not be in the larger one? It came from the larger one originally.
So maybe there was some dough which had not been, obviously, what was the case? The case was you ground some kernels into flour. One of the kernels did not get ground.
Right.
Mainly got wet and now became, right? So you found it here. So you say, well, this is where it is. I don't assume it came from the larger unit that it was part of originally. Mm-hmm. Maybe it fell in right now. I don't know. It was the famous mice in Yerushalayim. Famous mice in Yerushalayim about the chosin. You know the mice with some mice with the chosin that he came to. He got married and shed for Pesach. He came to shed for Pesach and he found kernels of wheat in the
soup. For Pesach?
Came to his father-in-law.
Shver.
And he found kernels of wheat in the soup, in the food. He got very upset. You know, this is the type of share that I married. You know, this is not makban and halach. He said, it's kernels of wheat. The mice. So he went to Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Rav Yosef Chaim says, everybody wears shtreimels. He says, give me your shtreimel for a second. Take the shtreimel, shake the shtreimel, kernels of wheat fall out of it. When they barf the chosin, Yerushalayim, they wore the shtreimel for the barfing already, for the oifruv. Mm-hmm. That was the min. So they used to, what do they throw? They threw kernels of wheat. Mm-hmm. So there's kernels of wheat in the chosin's shtreimel, and it fell into the soup, you know. So I don't know. So you say, how to get here? I catch myself, God, the guy, there's a piece stuck. I know that it's here now. How it got here? Well, must be it was in the flour. It must be it was in the dough. I don't know.
Right, the guy was lucky that the father-in-law didn't turn around and say, how could I have a son-in-law that doesn't check his drywall before he comes to my house?
Yeah. Maybe he did. I don't know. We didn't hear that part of the story.
We never heard that part of
the story. Listen. Okay. The Hanush account is the Chit of Asher v'Matzazu v'Chetichazizuzu Kan Ha'isa B'Tchilo K'Shanafu, which means this was the first time it was here. The Hainu L'Achar Shenetuch Mimeno Amatzah Naflo V'Chetichazizuzu L'Secha. After the piece of dough had been cut off from the larger piece, that's when it fell in. When after Me'ol L'Secha, he said, we don't have to be Chosh that it ever was in the original large dough. Shem HaZikin Yisur Mimokam L'Mokam. We don't assume if there was Isser here, there must have been Isser there. We're not machzik from one place to the other. V'mechita himaleya mayim meluchluch me'ever el ever. So then already im kain nekash haya b'mayim u'be'isa yesh lesser kol isa. The kernel fell in. Why is it chometz? Why is it, you know, it fell in right here? Okay, it fell out from somewhere. But it fell out from somewhere. It was stuck to the guy's clothes the whole time, all met, you know, wet and bakua, etc. No, that's not mistabra. Then already have to assume it was what made it as such was the dough. Okay.
What do you mean? What made it as such was the dough?
If it's totally it's soaked through, etc. So where to get all that water from? There's no water around here. You know, you're saying. As it is where you found it. Yeah, well, so why do you find it with all water? Because as we found it, there's no water in this neighborhood. So where'd the water come from? Well, the only water neighbor was in the dough. Okay, shkoya. So I mean, it's been in the dough. It's a different ballgame. But if I could argue that there was some water over there and that's where it got wet, not from the dough, so I could then. In a case where that's a normal possibility, so I don't deal with it as a suffix that I have to be mad. Okay.
What's that saying?
I'm sorry?
What's that saying? What's that?
He's saying if there was some other way that they got wet, I'm saying if it got wet, it must have came from the Isa. That's not a halachic. I mean, it's going to be a halachic issue. It's a practical issue. It got wet from somewhere. The only place around here where there's water is in that dough. It probably got wet in the dough. No, there's water over there also. So I don't know if they say it came from the dough anymore. I can say it got wet from the other water. And that all depends. And that's partially a consideration of what the metzias is. So, you know, use your head to figure out what the metzias is. And that's acceptable in halacha. We allow you to use your head to figure that out. He had a dough And he gave it away to other people. He made matzahs and gave them away. He found a chita in one matzah. Maybe it was in the dough before it was cut off. I just told you a minute ago we don't do this. Okay. So, So he's going to argue that there's. We could argue that there's. Some say that it's much also sveik sveik. Now, what's the difference in the cases? I'm thinking right now because I'm not 100% sure myself. Maybe it wasn't Isa before it would cut. Well, I'm not sure I understand the difference. Let's hold it here because I'm going to use the bathroom for a minute. I'll come back to this point Monday.